Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Time and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
We're back, folks, here in our final hour of the Trump phenomenon slash the American Freedom Party report. And the we had an American Freedom Party back then in 2013. But boy, that was a good time to be gloomy looking at this vote. As I said, a bill that would have legalized all the illegals in America passed. Every Democrat voted for it. The Democrats at the time, let's just take a trip in the time machine here. Democrats controlled the Senate. Republicans controlled the House, only the House. Obama in the White House, the Democrats controlling the Senate. Thank goodness that Republican-controlled House stopped the bill, which never came up for a vote. After passing 68 to 32 in the Senate, it never came up for a vote. I'm taking it here that it must be that it was 2014 that the Republicans won the majority in the Senate, which they still held when the election was held in 2016, where Donald Trump was elected president, and where the Republicans kept their majority in the Senate, kept their majority in the House, now controlling all three branches of government. I don't think that condition has existed. Last existed, I think, sometime around 1927, somewhere in there. And it only existed for, I think, 1 year or less. This is a phenomenal, pardon the pun, this is a remarkable moment in American history, Republicans controlling all three branches of government. And I like what Donald Trump said in his tweet 5 hours ago, do something! Exclamation mark, all caps. But the, and there were Republicans who were caving in. There were only 46 Republicans in that 2013 Senate. 32 of them voted to stop it. Interestingly enough, one of them was Mitch McConnell. Odd. Among the Republicans who voted to basically capitulate to the immigration invasion, here is the hall of shame, these 14 Republicans. And notice they're now getting retired. Kelly Ayotte of New Hampshire, bye-bye. Senator, I don't even know how to pronounce the name, Chiesa of New Jersey, Senator Collins of Maine, bye-bye. This is one of the problem people for Donald Trump. Senator Corker of Tennessee, bye-bye. Bye-bye, Senator Corker. Senator Flake of Arizona, bye-bye. Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina, well, we need to dispose of him. Orrin Hatch of Utah. Dean Heller of Nevada. Dean Heller of Nevada, well, he is the senator who is now trailing badly behind his challenger, Tarkanian, in Nevada. So bye-bye, Dean Heller. Senator Hoeven of North Dakota, who's been, she's already gone, or he's already gone. Hoeven is gone. We now have Heidi Heitkamp here in North Dakota. Senator Kirk of Illinois, Senator McCain of Arizona, well, no more need be said there. He's the guy who apparently delivered to the FBI the fake Russia dossier. Oh, is McCain going to get some stiff questioning in a Senate committee? Murkowski of Alaska, one of the problem senators, one of the Never Trumpers, and I think she could kiss her career goodbye. Marco Rubio of Florida, he has certainly, he has certainly been a target. So those are the people who voted with the Gang of Eight back in 2013. And boy, have we come a long way. Paul, did you take that trip down memory lane with us right there? Well, folks, I think Paul has been away from the microphone for a while. Tom, are you still there in Utah?
I'm still here, yes. I want to find out if any Utah representatives voted for that bill.
Well, it never came up for a vote. John Boehner did not bring it to the floor. So that's what House whips do, is they take a head count. And so the House whip must have told Boehner, we have enough votes to defeat this, so it's not going to come up. We're not even going to bring it to the floor.
So here's my belief.
Yeah.
Orrin Hatch voted on the side of these men so he could do other things. He knew very well that nothing would happen, even though he voted yes on it. He's learned by experience. Sometimes you vote yes so that you're found on the good side of some people. You know, what is this statement? Keep your friends close, but keep your enemies closer. Agree with your enemy while the hose is in your butt, so to speak.
Right.
That way you can do what he did for me, in contradiction to each one of those issues on immigration. I don't know if you've read my website, but immigration is the hidden issue right in the middle of that. And yes. So Orrin Hatch validated my findings and made sure that I would at least be found legitimate in my claim as a sheltering mechanism for the undocumented. Have you read my website? If you go down to the third paragraph, you'll see the CDC and the GAO validated my findings, and that literally opens up the housing of the undocumented.
Yeah. Well, Tom, there's no question. Paul, can remember back from our John Birch days. And so on. Orrin Hatch has been a hero on many occasions and has done some great things. As I said, the John Birch Society regularly gave Orrin Hatch a 100% conservative index score. And, the only people who got that were people like Ron Paul and Orrin Hatch and a few others. So, he's been a hero on a number of things. It's a charitable interpretation on your part that he voted. He did a vote trade there with somebody. That might be the case.
Right.
You can't on immigration. It's a life or death issue. So we'll just agree to disagree on. We're just guessing. We don't know what Orrin Hatch did.
Well, I exposed the number one draw for the undocumented, and Orrin Hatch knew that and understood it, and he behind the scenes made sure things happened.
Okay. Well, that's good. Any last thought on what Roger Stone may have told you yesterday? Any interesting gem?
Well, like I say, Orrin Hatch was never given a negative report by Roger Stone.
Okay, all right.
And that fit with my experience. And like I say, you need to read my website, gassingamerica.com. Go down to the third paragraph. See the validation of the CDC and the GAO, and that's a miracle. Okay. Literally caused by Orrin Hatch.
Okay, well, hallelujah, Brother Hatch. That's good that he did that. Well, Tom, thank you. Thank you for your good work, brother. All righty, folks, let's go back to the news here. And phone lines are open. So if you want to get in on this. Normally on Sunday, not much happens. But that's all in the past. That's Donald Trump forever wiped that sort of thing away. There's more happening every day. As Steve Bannon says, every day is Christmas. And it's all good that's happening right now. Here's a Breitbart headline. What if Bannon wins? And that's a link to a story at The Week. And this writer, I'm assuming The Week is a left-wing rag, Stephen Bannon is on a tear, liberated from the White House and its workplace requirements, we just talked about that, of feigned politeness and tie-wearing. The former chief strategist to the president is waging an unapologetic war against the president's party, a righteous and glorious crusade to bring down the GOP and replace it, well, with something else. But what exactly? If Bannon's side wins this civil war, what does the Republican Party become? And what will it do? Now, remember, I think this is a left-winger writing this story. So this is going to go in strange directions. But this is interesting to see. What is a left-winger? What is a left-winger's appreciation of the Bannon charge? For the moment, and this writer's name, by the way, let's see, so you know who I'm quoting here, is a guy named Paul Waldman. Paul Waldman. He says, for the moment, the point seems mostly to instill fear in the ever-contemptible Republican establishment, those milquetoast elitists who are insufficiently enthusiastic about President Trump and who look down their noses at the rage and resentment-based politics he embodies. When Senator Jeff Flake recently announced that he wouldn't seek re-election with a stinging speech denouncing Trump, Bannon reacted by saying, another day, another scalp. Backed by the billionaire GOP mega donor Robert Mercer, Bannon plans to support primary challenges against almost every Republican incumbent in the Senate and who knows how many in the House. To be more specific, folks, there are 8 Republicans up for re-election in 2018 in the Senate, and only one of them has been exempted by Bannon from being primaried, and that is Senator Ted Cruz. Like Flake, most of those incumbents have not stood in Trump's way on any policy issue. Well, there's the first lie from the liberal. Let's see. Let me skip down here. Well, now this writer just goes haywire. Well, he goes into a Democratic direction here. It's a very weak article. All right, so skip that. Hardly worth reading here. It was interesting enough, though, for Breitbart to link to it. Let's go to another Breitbart headline here. And of course, what what distinguishes Breitbart? Well, they've got a staff of writers and they produce constantly, hour by hour, tons of original material, of original reporting. Now, this differentiates them from Matt Drudge. Andrew Breitbart, now no longer, you know, alive. Andrew Breitbart got his start inspired by Matt Drudge. And then apparently he came up with another idea, extending Matt Drudge's insight, and a website where there's original material. Matt Drudge just links to other people's stories. And that's neat. That's pretty cool. But if you've got the horsepower to do it, to write original copy, wow, that gives us what we really need. I don't really want to read the Washington Post or the New York Times. I don't want to read a link to the LA Times, because then I've got to do all the editing. I've got to do all the interpreting and filtering out of all the garbage, as we just had with that article that I just declined to further read. I like to read something from somebody who's already done all that work for me. And let's find such an article. I'll give you an example here. Let's just pick one here from Breitbart's. It's just a avalanche of good reporting. Let's find an original. Okay. Here's one. Twitter bans Roger Stone for insulting CNN anchors. Wow. Okay. And this is an original Breitbart article. It says, longtime Trump ally. So I know, as soon as I open this story, folks, I'm not going to be surprised with lies or bad writing. I'm reading a Breitbart original article. I know that this writer has got it, everything ready for radio, so to speak, for me. Longtime Trump ally, former aide to President Nixon, and veteran political lobbyist Roger Stone, about whom Tom was just speaking and with whom Tom met yesterday, was banned from Twitter this evening. That's last night, after he branded a number of CNN anchors fake news. Why would you get banned for saying something simple like that? According to The Hollywood Reporter, the ban is permanent. My goodness. Prior to his ban, Roger Stone had tweeted at CNN's Don Lemon, calling him a lying, well, this is a little more, a lying, I can't even say the word, and fake news. Now, that last word that I can't say over the radio might have had something to do with his getting banned. And fake news, urging him to stop lying about the Clintons and uranium. He also tweeted at Jake Tapper, calling on the CNN host to be, quote, held accountable for his lies and very severely punished. Some media outlets are portraying these tweets as threats or threatening. Of course, they're not at all. He does use one graphic word, but there's no threat in that. As others on Twitter have pointed out, the president receives far more clear-cut threats on a daily basis from left-leaning commentators with no action taken by Twitter. And then they give some examples of these. Stone, Roger Stone, whose career in American government and politics spans nearly half a century, has worked for a number of Republican presidents and presidential campaigns, including Richard Nixon, Ronald Reagan, Bob Dole, and current President Donald Trump. He has long been one of Trump's foremost allies, serving on his campaign as an advisor and later championing the president's agenda in the media. Twitter, which long ago boasted of being, quote, the free speech wing of the free speech party, unquote. Gee, now that's a stretch, is now widely perceived as anti-free speech and politically compromised. Twitter was reportedly secretly censoring tweets as early as 2015 and now bans popular anti-leftist accounts on a regular basis. See, this reporter for Breitbart has done my homework. Thank you. None of us has enough time to be able to do all this homework. The platform, Twitter, has a history of leaping to suspend any prominent conservative for minor infractions, whereas death threats against Republican senators and the president and calls for violence against the police have in the past been tolerated by Twitter for great lengths of time. All of that very good reporting. And as I say, the only Roger Stone uses one excessively graphic for radio term that you hear every day. Well, maybe some of you have your crowd. You don't hear that word every day, but it's a commonly used term for somebody that you think really, let's put it this way, sucks. There you go. So there's an example of an excellent Breitbart story. I now know what happened to Roger Stone on Twitter, and that's a definitive coverage of the news. That's what you want. Here's a story. Senator Murray blames Trump for alleged surge in hate, bigotry, xenophobia, misogyny on campus. Okay, this is going to be a... This is going to be, let's see if it's another Breitbart original. Yes, it is. We'll come back to that. Patty Murray of Washington, she's a piece of work. Right after this break.
are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. 'Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Well, I'm out to find me a wealthy woman in a line of work that don't take no diploma. I ain't got much to lose, but got a lot to gain. Well, some might call me a good time fella. I ain't black and I ain't a yellow, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. If I don't want no handout living and don't want a part of anything they're giving, I'm proud and white and I got a song to sing. Well, I've said a few things, and I'll
admit it. If you want to get ahead, you got to hump and get it. It's the white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Well, the we were on a story here. And if anybody would like to join in, you can call at 800-313-9443. Here's a story I've never covered on the radio, and I never actually researched it. I just saw it west. Too busy to check out the story, but it, during this break, I researched it. And this was an important story. Charles Murray is a very important mind in the Patriot cause. And he and fellow author Herrnstein wrote a book called The Bell Curve, which the liberal elites had a freak out about this book, The Bell Curve, because in the book, what Herrnstein and Murray prove is that IQ is a better predictor. Here, let's go to the article on it. It's a better predictor of everything. Achievement, success, income, happiness, you name it, than any other factor. That IQ really matters, and it's real. That's the origin of the title of the book, The Bell Curve. IQ follows a bell curve pattern, in which from highest to lowest IQ, the top of that bell-shaped curve, looks like a bell, is the average IQ, of which there are, the numbers are most numerous. And then as you go out to the edges, either up or down in the IQ, people get rarer and rarer and rarer. And it's at that little edge of the bell, then that really high IQ, that's where all the neat things that you and I enjoy in Western civilization, white civilization, it's those people that invented, created, designed, wrote all those things. And without those people, we wouldn't have those things. Thank goodness for the bell curve. But here's an interesting thing that happened. We were on a story here. Senator Patty Murray is blaming Donald Trump for an alleged surge in hate, bigotry, xenophobia, and misogyny on campus. And Patty Murray is a piece of work, a senator from Washington. This was at a Senate hearing on free speech on college campuses. This was Thursday. And she said that President Donald Trump, she's blaming him for violence on higher education campuses across America. Well, while Murray was giving this upside down, nonsensical comment, because the truth is the violence, of course, has been against right wingers, and it's been perpetrated exclusively by left wingers. There are no violent right wingers on campus. There's no such thing. There are plenty of them on the left, and they routinely shut down campuses. I actually watched a video of my high school campus, Palisades High School, which I so fondly remember graduating from in 1965. I couldn't believe it. The radical sort of Black Lives Matter students who are now bussed into my former wonderful high school, one of the top high schools in the country, maybe the top in California, they were shutting down the campus, taking it over, pushing the principal around, intimidating him. All for left wing. These are all left wingers. But anyway, somebody rose up in this hearing to object, and it was Allison Stanger, one of the witnesses. She was a professor of international economics, or is a professor at Middlebury College. And let's listen after this break to what she said about the violence against Charles Murray when he tried to speak there recently. Very interesting. Right back.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's ANGIOPRIM.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right.
We're
if
back,
everybody's
folks.
Wrong.
In our last half hour of the Trump phenomenon slash American Freedom Party report. And again, using the break here, I watched for the first time. I had heard that Charles Murray was attacked and prevented from speaking at Middlebury College in Vermont. And Middlebury College has a reputation as a very left-leaning campus. And in fact, one of the professors introduces, or sort of speaking before Professor Murray, or Charles Murray rather, she says that. She says, we're a very left-wing campus. Everybody knows that. Well, the students got violent. They actually gave one of the professors a concussion, who's a left-wing professor herself. And the let's read this here. I watched a little here. You can hear a little bit of it. Somebody got some video from this event, and you listen to them I haven't watched the whole video, so I don't know how badly it deteriorates here. Let me skip forward here, see if they're pushing and shoving. Here they go. Listen to them. I don't know if you'll be able to make much out of this, but it's just a room full of young students. They're all Middlebury students. They were all checked for ID. So these are all Middlebury, a very exclusive college. Their parents are paying a lot of money to send them there. Here's what it sounded like. This man he's a professor. He's not a right-wing anything. He's just a professor, a great, solid, genius academic. Now, let me set the picture for you, folks. Charles Murray is standing all by himself up there at the podium. Very distinguished looking man. He could be the grandfather of any of these kids. They're pretty much all white kids, too. And they all have their backs turned. They all did this in, like robots on a signal. They all turned their backs, so they're facing their backs to Charles Murray. And here's what he hears. And then this turns violent. Here's one of the students holding up a sign. Scientific racism equals racism. Okay. Very profound thinking. And by the way, when did this event occur? This event occurred the first week of March of 2017. So first week of March of this year. This is recent. Here's another student holding a sign that says, respect existence. Okay. Respect existence. Okay. You figure it out. Charles Murray, go away. Racist, sexist, anti-gay. Charles Murray, go away. Racist, sexist, anti-gay. Oh. You can't make this stuff up. Now, you know, what's remarkable, folks, this is now, let's see, put this in context here. At this point, the end of April 2017, Donald Trump is sworn in as president. So we've made that breakthrough. But apparently at Middlebury College, Charles Murray, I'll give you the story on his book. Charles Murray, let's see if we can't find an article on the bell curve. Here it is, the bell curve. Charles Murray, born in 1943, so he's 74 years old when he's giving this speech. Or trying to give a speech, born in Newton, Iowa, went to Harvard and MIT, one of the most respected academics in the world, intellectuals. He even won the Irving Kristol Award. Now, Irving Kristol is the godfather of the neocons. He's the father of William Kristol. So even the winner of the Irving Kristol Award is too racist for these left-wingers. Of Scotch-Irish ancestry, Murray was born in Newton, Iowa, raised in a Republican Norman Rockwell kind of family that stressed moral responsibility. Now let's go to the article on his book, The Bell Curve. This is why the left hates him. And folks in the American Freedom Party, two great intellectuals, Professor Kevin B. McDonald and Professor Tom Sunick, both of them have written books that likewise have the left in paroxysms of hysteria, simply because they mention obvious truths. The Bell Curve, Intelligence and Class Structure in American Life, a 1994 book, which everybody should try to read at some point, or look through it at least, by psychologist Richard Herrnstein and political scientist Charles Murray, in which the authors argue that human intelligence is substantially influenced by both inherited and environmental factors and is a better predictor of many personal dynamics, including financial income, job performance, birth out of wedlock, and involvement in crime than are an individual's parental socioeconomic status. So this directly contradicts Marxism. They also argue that those with high intelligence, the cognitive elite, are becoming separated from those of average and below average intelligence. The book was controversial, especially where the authors wrote about racial differences in intelligence and discussed the implications of those differences. And the 845-page book, it's a big one. It's the book's title comes from the bell-shaped normal distribution of intelligence quotient, that's IQ, scores in a population. The book starts with an introduction which appraises the history of the concept of intelligence from Francis Galton. That's was Galton the nephew of Charles Darwin? I forget the exact relationship. He is a cousin of mine, Francis Galton, as is Charles Darwin, to modern times. The introduction states six of the author's assumptions. I wouldn't have time for all of those. And they, it's a very interesting article. I remember this. 52 professors, most of them researchers in intelligence and related fields, signed something called Mainstream Science on Intelligence, an opinion statement endorsing a number of the views presented in the Bell Curve. The statement was written by psychologist Linda Gottfriedson and published in the Wall Street Journal in 1994 and subsequently reprinted in Intelligence, an academic journal. Of the 131 researchers who were invited to by mail to sign the document, 100 responded, 52 signed it. I remember that. It was a full page article and issued by a group of academic researchers. And the importance of this was that this is one thing the left is at war with. A left is at war with truth. They are at war with biology. They are at war with nature. They want to make, in effect, water run uphill. They want to deny that race exists, deny that IQ exists, deny that IQ is inherited. They would have you believe that the intelligence that someone exhibits coming out of school is the result of their environment. How good a government schooling environment was provided to them, how good a social engineering home environment was provided for them. That's the determinant, not inheritance, not your genes, which of course are the basis of race. Maybe we can get a comment here from John in California, who's waiting patiently on the line. John, are you there?
Yes, I am, James Kelso. Nice to talk to you, make your telephone acquaintance, and I've never called your show before. I've listened to you quite a number of times, though. And I just want to be short. I know you've got some other things you want to say, points you want to get across, but I just had to call in after that whitewash given to you by this your previous caller, Tom, from GassingAmerica.com, in his discussion of Orrin Hatch. I don't know about you, but I've been aware of Orrin Hatch. I'm in Southern California, but I've been aware of Orrin Hatch since the early 2000s. I was a member of an offshoot of the John Birch Society, and to me, for the last 15 or 17 or 18 years or longer, there's nothing about Orrin Hatch that impresses me as being a true conservative. He's a typical Republican. He votes for Republicans the way Republicans are supposed to vote on certain issues, but he claims he's for smaller government and claims for reduced spending, but he's part of the spending. He's voted for over the number I just saw on a website here that discusses Hatch's positions on the issues. He voted for $7.6 trillion. In increases in federal spending because they can't seem to pass a budget that meets the needs of what all their spending is. And he can't seem to quite comprehend the idea, well, maybe you don't need to keep increasing the amount of debt. Why don't you just start cutting the spending on the annual budget? And there's problems with that, which is a big thing we probably don't have enough time to even begin to discuss since with all the entitlements and so forth. But I started looking at some of the big things and some of the reasons why I vocally supported Donald J. Trump in the last election. And I tell you the truth, James, I'm having a lot of trouble finding any of these voting summary websites that will even discuss these immoral, morally unjustified wars in the Middle East. And I just found out several days ago, I guess, on Republic Broadcasting from another show that I guess we have 6,000 troops in Niger. I didn't know that on the African continent. You know, I just want to read a very brief sentence to you, which was just this is on this web. It's actually Hatch's one of his prepared speeches on national defense. He says nothing makes me prouder than the brave men and women who serve and have served to protect our national security and advance the cause of freedom. They're fighting valiantly in Iraq, Afghanistan, and throughout the world. You know, and our peace and freedom at home depend on the dedication and sacrifice. Well, that's all part of the big lie. You know, I wish no harm to any young people who fall for the lie that that when they put on the uniform of the U.S. military, that they're fighting for my freedoms, but I'm a little bit older than most of these people are. I'm probably maybe a year or two older than you are, James. And so, we've been through all the lies that were propagated during the Vietnam conflict and all the others, and a lot of these young people haven't even probably taken the time to use the computer, which is the result of the invention of the microprocessor, in a manner in which would allow them to do some research and figure out why the heck they would volunteer to go out and fight for the U.S. government as opposed to our country. I make a distinction between our country and our government. I have to, because otherwise things really get messy.
John, I'm gonna, while you were talking there, I thought I'd look up. Oh, well, this is validating what you're saying. To me, the most trusted website on the immigration issue, which to me and to any sensible patriot is the number one issue. If we don't control our borders, we ain't got no nation, folks. A nation without borders is not a nation. So it's the number one issue. The best website, numbersusa.org. Well, here's their rating, career rating on Orrin Hatch. And they share your assessment. Orrin Hatch, career rating, D.
You know, D. I'm sorry, James. I hadn't even gotten to Numbers USA yet, so pardon me. Yeah,
But folks, that's very bad. That is very, very bad.
He supported the bank bailouts in 2008. You know, and which has added a tremendous amount of debt to the unofficial number that which constitutes the national debt. He supports all of this military. He supports the things that Donald J. Trump said in his when Trump was on the stump, so to speak. He was running for office, and he supports all these foreign wars, which are really nothing more than attempts to get us and use the military to get us to conquer the world.
Well, stay there. John, stay there. We'll be right back after this break.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guaranteed. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We're back, folks. And I'll tell you, I learn as much on this show as I hope, I impart. And I hope I'm doing something of a job there in imparting information. Here's something I just learned. I didn't realize this. I researched it during the break. I guess those are my best research times. And John in California, you'll be interested in this. in the John Birch Society, we were very much involved with report cards on senators and congressmen. We made a big deal out of it. We called it the Conservative Index. And we were very scientific about that. We'd take 10 issues, and a guy voted right on nine of them, he'd have 90%. Well, numbersusa.org, Roy Beck does much better than we did in the Birch Society. He rates dozens and scores of issues very, very scientifically. He's the best on immigration. Here's the scary news, folks. We're going to close the show with this. I hate to close the show scaring you. Why Steve Bannon is so right to be launching an all-out war against the deep state in the Senate. I didn't realize how bad the Senate is. Out of 100 senators, guess how many score an A on immigration report card of numbersusa.org? And this is folks, this is the gold standard, numbersusa. Trust me, this is the guy who knows what he's doing, Roy Beck. And he's a very, you could say moderate man. He's not extreme in any way. He's a very reasonable, rational man. Who scores an A? I'm looking at it. I think I see one gets an A. Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas. That's Ann Coulter's favorite U.S. senator. One gets an A. How many get a B? This is out of 100. I see Ted Cruz of Texas. He gets a B. And David Perdue of Georgia. He gets a B.
Hey, James, yep. I was going to guess zero for both categories.
Okay, but now it's just you're just about right. Now, guess, folks, yeah, that's
I'm pretty
it.
Close.
1A, Tom Cotton. Remember that name. That's a keeper there. 2Bs, Ted Cruz and David Perdue of Georgia. Now, folks,
James?
The other 97 folks are all scoring, most of them score the most common grade in the Senate, F-, not F, F-. Then there's lots of Ds like Orrin Hatch. And my point is this, folks. Man, does Donald Trump have a wall he's got to get over in order to build the wall. He's got to get over this wall, the U.S. Senate. These people are not on our side. Three guys, I don't think somebody that scores a C is on my side. Three guys scores A or B. Folks, we'll talk more about that. Scary thought as we have to say goodbye for now. Thank you, John, in California. Thank all of you. We'll see you tomorrow night. And the bombshell news tomorrow, who's getting indicted by this clown, Robert Mueller, who's the real criminal? We'll find out tomorrow. See you.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
You're listening. to Republic Broadcasting.